You're listening to Kentucky Running, presented by John's Run Walk Shop in Lexington. Help others find this show by rating, reviewing, and subscribing in your podcast app. This episode is sponsored by Curex Insoles.
Today in Kentucky Running, I'm joined by Hope Nixon, our Mizuno tech rep. Hope, thanks for chatting with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I am not kidding when I say I have listened to every single episode and I love every single one. I shared it with all my teammates. Everybody loves it.
That's awesome. Appreciate you being a super fan. Now, just a few days ago, we kicked off 2026 with our annual resolution run, one of my favorite traditions here at John's Run Walk Shop. We start the new year by inviting people to come for a free race. Go any distance you want, no pressure, just make a resolution and stick with it. Part of the festivities was a Mizuno shoe demo of the brand new Wave Inspire, which just launched on January 1st. So Hope, tell us more.
Yes, this is going to be a mid-cushion support shoe. And for those of you who are not as familiar with Mizuno, what Mizuno is really well known for is this double wave plate right here. So it's almost bow-shaped in the foot and acting like an arch support to push back on your arch and add a little bit more cushion and a little bit more support. And it's going to be a little bit more of a flexible one, so it's not as aggressive to the arch. That's really nice because sometimes when somebody has a stability shoe, when it goes against your natural function of a foot, it just doesn't feel very smooth in the walk when it goes from heel to toe. So that's just going to add an extra layer of smoothness. And when you put the shoe on, I just want you to think smooth, nice butter from heel to toe. What I actually just found this out, I don't know if you know this, Matt, it was actually designed with a samurai sword in mind, the shape of this part right here, the shoe.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
To just add to another layer of the shape of the flow between the shoe from heel to toe. Another thing that I think is really cool is, if you look up, according to the American Podiatry Association, if you look up what the definition of adding support into your shoe, they say for a shoe or an insole, having support into the support to the foot for the entire life of whatever is in the shoe or on contact of your foot. So that could be shoes or insoles. There are certain shoes that their stability at first, but if you're in true need of a stability, once the foam breaks down, it'll become what we call a neutral shoe. Well, because we have this awesome posting, it'll stay a stability shoe the entire life of the shoe. So that's super cool if you are a true need of a stability shoe. If you're a true pronator and needing that extra level of support for the entire life of the shoe, which I think is super awesome too, because a lot of people are going, oh, I love X shoe, but it breaks down really fast. Well, we don't want that. That's the crazy part of the Mizuno engine in Osaka, Japan, is how do we develop a perfect shoe for whatever the need is of the person wearing this shoe for the entire life of the shoe. So I think that's a super awesome goal for everybody.
Nice. And for those who've worn the Wave Inspire 21, what are some of the differences in version 22?
Yes. So the foam is slightly different, a little bit of a softer, smoother foam. Everybody likes feeling like they're walking on a cloud. Everybody likes the bounciness, the return of a shoe. And what we were saying when we first saw this shoe is sometimes stability people kind of get punished of having hard orthotic looking shoes. So we wanted to make sure that A, it was soft, it was comfortable, and it was an attractive looking shoe. So that's a really big change. And then the double wave plate, the structure has changed a little bit. It's going to be a little bit more flexible and kind of bend a little bit more with different foot types. So I'm just going to use myself as an example. My left foot is completely flat. My right foot actually has a little bit of an arch. I can feel it reacting differently to my left and my right foot. My left foot is actually, I probably need a stability shoe in my left foot, to be honest. I can feel that return of the double wave plate pushing my foot in place and becoming a lot more what we say neutral, which is your foot being very even. So and my right foot, I can still feel it returning, but it doesn't react the same way, which is so cool that it will react differently to different foot types.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about it overcorrecting for your right foot.
Yes. It kind of feels a little bit like the bumpers on a bowling alley. The pins are at the end of the lane. No matter what, the ball is going to hit the pins at the end of the lane. Sometimes it'll bounce off the bumper, sometimes it won't, but it'll always hit those pins. So that I think that's a really cool analogy of the goal is still on the end there, but maybe it'll react, but you'll still have a strike no matter what.
Yeah, so it's there if you need it, but it doesn't do any damage if you don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're really excited about the brand new Wave Inspire available now at John's Run Walkshop. And Hope, as we wrap up, is there anything on the horizon for Mizuno that you're able to talk about right now? Don't want to get you in trouble here.
Ooh, small tease.
Okay.
This summer we've got a demo coming for you guys, for Rider 30. That's coming out here in, what do we say, late June?
Yeah, late June.
That is going to be an absolutely massive update. What we're trying to do is this, we are trying to accelerate the running industry, and we're just trying to give you guys the best shoes, period. What we think is the best shoe. I think it is the best shoe, but I'm a little biased because I've been running in the Wave Rider since 2011. So I think it's absolutely awesome. So
Great. So more details to come on that later this year. Hope, again, thank you for joining us on Kentucky Running and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Hey, runners, real quick, I want to tell you about Kentucky Running sponsor Curex Insoles, available at John's Run Walk Shop. Getting the right shoes on your feet is crucial, but it's only part of solving the foot health puzzle. You also need to make sure your arches are fully supported when you're running or just going through your day-to-day activities. Curex Run Pro insoles could be just what you need. Their flexible support and shock-absorbing cushioning help reduce fatigue. That prevents common running injuries, keeping you out there longer. Dynamic arch support with a deep decoupled heel cup fits, wraps, and locks the heel in place to improve stability, reduce pressure, and provide a perfect fit. And they help manage moisture with a mesh top layer and premium foam cushioning to keep your feet dry and running shoes fresh. They come in three profiles, high, medium, and low, to fit your individual arch type. I wear the medium profile, that's the yellow one, but to find which one works best for you, head to John's Run Walk Shop. Ask us to check out your arches and knee alignment, and we'll help you find the right pair of Curex Run Pro insoles for you. Learn more at johnsrunwalkshop.com/insoles. It is 2026. Happy New Year, everybody. And that means it's time to plan out your race calendar. On January 1st, we launched registration for all of John's Bluegrass racing events. And so joining me to talk about those events right now is our race director, Eva Jackson, and our general manager, Riley Marshall. Eva, Riley, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Same to you, Matt.
Let's start getting into the details about this year's races. Why don't we do it chronologically? We'll start with the Reforest Frenzy. That's happening on March 21st. Let's run down the details of that. Eva?
Sure thing. So this is a super fun event out at Heisel Park Farm in Lexington. It benefits the Reforest the Bluegrass program. ASICS proudly sponsors with us on this event. They love the Green Initiative. We have a 1 mile dash, a 5K, and a 10K, all sort of going around the beautiful trails at Heisel Park.
Yeah, Reforest is always one of our favorite races. You know, it's so nice to be able to attach onto something that means so much to Lexington and help contribute to the urban canopy.
Yeah, Reforest the Bluegrass is such a great cause. And if you want to learn more about it, we do have a podcast episode from last year where we went in depth with people from Reforest the Bluegrass. Again, that's happening March 21st. And then we've got another unique one happening April 17th, the Bluegrass Mile. And this time there's a little extra going on with it.
So we do have the iconic mile race on the beautiful and historic Red Mile racetrack out in Lexington. And for 2026, we decided to add an additional distance, and we're going to have a Trotters 5K, partly on their racetrack and then also out and about a little bit in the road right next door.
So either way, whether you're doing the mile or the 5K, you'll be able to run on that beautiful Red Mile track, right?
Absolutely.
That's a lot of fun. And that one is being sponsored by On So they'll have some fun stuff going on. Last time we had a demo of the Cloud Surfer, and stay tuned for details about that. Next up, this is a big one. This is one half of the Horse Country Classic. Run the Bluegrass, half marathon, 10K and 5K, May 16th.
Sure is. Yep, it's going to be Saturday morning again out at Talon Winery. It's going to be another great year, I'm sure. This year, we're also going to offer a no-shirt option. This really allows the runners in the area to customize their entry to best suit their needs. We know loads of people that do not want any more shirts, so this is a great way to save a little bit of money and still enjoy a fabulous race experience around that beautiful part of town. As always, you'll get a drink ticket with your entry. Talon's going to have some wonderful wines for people to sample. I believe we will also be working with Cupful Craving or another non-alcoholic option for those who do not partake. Fingers crossed we don't have a tornado the night before this time, though.
Yes, it was very interesting setting up that course in the dark with all the wind last year. That was a fun time. We've had a little bit of a course change this year, right?
Yes, we have looked into moving the course around, and everybody is going to be going the same direction this year. We're going to eliminate any potential room for confusion. They're all going to exit Talon Winery, and everyone's going to go left, and they're going to follow that back half of the previous course to their appropriate turnarounds, and then they're going to head on back.
Last year was our first year taking over that race. First time John's Bluegrass Racing Company was handling Run the Bluegrass.
Yeah, there were lots of happy faces. There's always room for improvement. We're hoping this new course change works out well. I'm sure we'll find out if it doesn't. But yeah, hopefully that will keep the surrounding community happy as well. There's a lot of horse farms in the area. It's a beautiful spot, but we need to make sure we're being a good community partner and be mindful of everybody in the area, as well as keeping our runners safe and making sure they have a good experience.
That is one of our main goals, is to really make sure that the community likes that we're there as well as putting on a good event. And this should allow for the course to be just as beautiful, and hopefully we're a little bit less in people's hair.
Run the Bluegrass is again part of the Horse Country Classic, so you can bundle your registration with the Iron Horse Half Marathon, right? What do people get when they do that?
They'll get 20% off when they bundle with Iron Horse. So you will register for Run the Bluegrass just like normal. You will then receive your 20% discount in your confirmation email, which you will then apply to Iron Horse. Please make sure you are registered before the end of June. That way we can guarantee you will get your wonderful, big, beautiful Horse Country Classic medal that you get for completing both races.
And as always, the earlier you sign up, the cheaper the race is. So if you know you're going to do the race, don't delay. Sign up now. Sign up early so that you get that nice lowest price option.
Yes, and we'll get into Iron Horse in just a little bit. But right now, let's talk about the Beer, Bourbon, and Wine Cross Country Series.
Woo!
Woo! Yes, that series has seen a couple of changes for 26 that I think are all for the better. So the Distillery Dash, this has remained at Masterson Station Park for this year, but it has moved date by 1 week. It's now going to be on Friday, the 24th of July. This way, anyone that wants to do Survive the Night is no longer, you know, we're not butting up against that other event. So that should be nice and easy for everybody this year. It's going to be the same course at Masterson, that 2.5K loop. We are working on our distillery partner again this year, but we loved having Castle and Key last year, and I do certainly hope to retain them in 26. So stay tuned. We will confirm that as soon as possible. I know my fingers are crossed for Castle and Key again, and I hope yours are too, because we had a great time with them last year. The Radler Rush this year, we are still partnering with West 6th, but we have moved the event to their beautiful location in Frankfurt to utilize their trail system. So we will be out there on August 14th, and we will have a 5K and a 10K out at West 6th in Frankfurt, as opposed to Masterson Station like we did this previous year. And then, as always, Cabernet Cantor is at the beautiful Talon on August 28th out at Talon. And again, as always, you get your drink ticket there. It's always a great time. There's live music usually at Talon, food trucks, all that good stuff.
Yeah, three races, 3 different beverage partners, 3 locations this year too. I really like that. Master Sensation Park is beautiful place, but I really think it's cool that we're adding West 6th Farm. Mm-hmm. And I love that spot. It's just a cool hangout spot, and they've got a great trail system too.
Absolutely. And I hear their food offerings there are fantastic too. So
can vouch. Okay. It's excellent food there. And this year for the Beer, Bourbon, and Wine series, we're doing the giveaways a little bit differently. You know, we've had a lot of feedback that people have enough shirts. So this year what we're doing instead is for the Distillery Dash, you get your shirt. Like always, it's a great shirt. After that, you'll have the Rattler Rush, where you will get a hat instead of a shirt. And at Cabernet Canter, you get a pair of socks that are themed to the race. So if you do all 3, you end up with a full kind of head-to-toe fit, which is always really, really fun to have all of the gear that you can wear at the same time.
And let's wrap it up with the second half of the Horse Country Classic, the Iron Horse Half Marathon 12K and 5K happening October 11th.
Yes, it'll be the 17th year the Iron Horse has run. We have no changes to the course, really no notable changes. This last year we added the 5K and it went over very well. So I'm really happy we were able to get some new runners into this event. And we will be keeping the 5K again. I don't see any reason why we would nix it. It seemed to go over well.
And which charities do Iron Horse and Run the Bluegrass support?
Both Iron Horse and Run the Bluegrass benefit Special Olympics of Kentucky. You may have met some of those wonderful people at the finish line. We usually have the Lexington Dragons, I believe, is one of the teams. We have a basketball team, and we had another team with us at Iron Horse. They're handing out the medals. They're making sure you're getting bananas and water. Those athletes from the Special Olympics of Kentucky teams are absolutely wonderful to work with. We love that we're able to give back to them and help them with their sport. They're an absolute joy to have around. In addition to Special Olympics of Kentucky, our major half marathon events also donate to various local cross-country teams. They help us out by doing water stops and supporting you guys on course. And then obviously we give them a small donation to thank them for coming out and doing that. So we're helping local schools. Iron Horse in particular also does Shop with a Cop. So we donate to a variety of local teams and organizations that all benefit from these sorts of events.
Awesome. Looks like we have a really stacked race calendar, and you can sign up for any one of those at johnsbluegrassracing.com. And if you're looking for some more fun running events in between those races, Riley?
Yeah. So as you guys know, it's always free to run with us, free to come to John's, where we have multiple group runs throughout the weeks at different locations. And now we're offering some opportunities where it's free to race with us. So the second Saturday of every month at Hamburg, we are setting up our tent. We are setting up our time clock. And if we can, we always try to set up that arch where you'll then be able to run a free timed 5K. It's not a chip timed race. Like I tell the runners on the second Saturday of every month, we are balling on a budget, but it's very fun. It is timed, so you don't need your own watch or you don't need to use your phone or anything like that. And you can kind of keep up with your running throughout the season in a way that's more affordable.
That's really a great location for running, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some excellent running out there. It's one of the reasons we wanted to be out that way. It's because the running is really nice out there, and we love to run for the shops.
Okay, Riley, Eva, thanks for giving us a rundown on 2026 races.
Thanks for having us, Matt.
Yeah, thank you.